AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and for our one-on-one session this morning with Tri-County Technology Center, I get to spend a little bit of time with Matthew, joining me by telephone. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning, sir.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's just a pleasure to be able to talk with you.
Well, you are so busy getting things done that you couldn't make the trip across town, but that's okay. Things are busy at Tri-County Tech, and that means that, last time we talked, I know the high school students were fully engaged, and you were getting them serviced, but whether it is the culinary arts program with the buffet tomorrow night, 6 to 8 o'clock in the Osage Room, or whether it's any other class, find out what's going on with Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely. We have a bunch going on here on campus. Our big thing that we've got coming up is here at the first part of October, we have the auditors, or I guess the scorers from our Baldridge Award that we are wanting to win this year, and this is our year to win it. We are full bore getting ready for them, making sure that everything is perfect, because we want to win this national award. We've been trying at it for a few years now, and we know that this is definitely our year.
Well, I know your ratings have increased every time they looked at Tri-County, and you're right, the superintendent, Linda Fields, has been working on this Baldridge Award for some time. Professionally and certainly personally, I have no doubt it's a goal of his, and I get to talk with at least one of your board members on a fairly regular basis, and I know the board is fully supporting that, too.
We're really excited. We're really looking forward to them coming here and on the first part of October, and then we should hopefully have the announcement for us winning the award sometime in November. But that's only one small part of what we're doing here at Tri-County. We've got, of course, school in full session right now. We have about 500 students this year, and so we are loving everything that's going on today. Not to mention just trying to make successful students and just change people's lives.
Well, that's what you're doing, changing people's lives one student at a time and one classroom at a time. You're a community resource for business. Also, of course, you've got a meeting space there. You invite the community in for meetings. And I already mentioned that buffet tomorrow night, 6 to 8 o'clock in the Osage Room. By the way, if you want to make reservations, 918-331-3233. You guys are just busy all the time.
Yeah, it is nothing but just a passion for all of us that work out here to one, serve our community, like you said, with that buffet that we're having tomorrow, where people can make reservations and make sure to get on that. That also, so we've been hearing about that for a couple weeks now from our culinary, and that is going to be some good food that they're going to have over there. Every single one of us here at Tri-County have a absolute passion for our students, and so even though we might be busy, we love every minute of it.
Well, and you're never too busy to set aside that paperwork, that pencil, or whatever you might be doing on the computer to answer a question for a student or a potential student, community member. You serve not only Washington County, but there's a reason we call you Tri-County Tech. You serve
Absolutely.
A wide area.
Absolutely. So we serve Osage, Nowata, and Washington counties. And I am the marketing recruiter. And I would stop everything I've got going on if someone went on to take a tour. In fact, you can reach out to me. There is a get info button for both the high school and the adult classes. If anyone out there is interested in taking any of our classes and maybe just wants a tour, maybe wants a little bit more information, there is an apply now button on our website. So you can just go to tricountytech.edu, click on the classes you may be interested in, and fill out a short form. If you fill out the high school form, that goes directly to me. And it actually has an area where you can say, I would love a tour. And I absolutely love giving tours of our beautiful campus. It is a pleasure to work here every day, and I would love to show the community just exactly what we've got going on. Because it's one thing to hear about Tri-County and to know we exist out here, but there's a lot of people who haven't actually seen our campus. And we've got a lot of renovations that we have done over the past few years where everything is new and clean and modern, and we are a world-class education facility out here, and I would love to be able to take people around and to tour them our different areas, and so that they would be able to experience what I get the pleasure and the blessing to experience every day.
Well, I'm sure that it would come up. You mentioned a competition for the Baldrige Award, and while it's not, you may not necessarily be saying we need to fill this square or check this off or do better here because that's what the Baldrige Award looks for, but if you're doing what I know you know, Lindell is asking everyone there to do on a regular basis, then you're going to be a winner.
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. Is the Baldrige Award is a framework for businesses to become better. If you follow their example, you naturally become a better business, and that's the main reason that we're doing this, is so that we can be a world-class learning facility. And as long as we are doing what Lindell guides us to, Mr. Fields knows exactly what we need to do to become the best in the nation.
And I think that says something about the customer service attitude that you have. We've already talked a little bit about that. But every person, like you said, that walks in the front door, that signs up for the most basic class, whether it's a community class or maybe a basic electronics or LPN or EMT or any of the classes that you have there, they are special to Tri-County.
They are. It doesn't matter if this is just a single painting class or if you're taking our nursing program. We are going to treat you with the highest standard of quality and respect. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. We will drop everything to make you feel special. And that's really sets us apart from other education facilities. Is unlike at a financial institution where you may be just a number. Your name, we know you. We want to know your life story, your backstory, and we want to help you better your life. And so that's the one thing, is that whenever you come to Tri-County Tech, you are a part of this family, and we want to make sure that everyone gets treated as such.
You know, when you said financial, I thought you were talking about financial aid, because unlike, let's say, you know, every other college in the country, whether you're applying for OSU, OU, or Harvard, if you're going to the financial aid office, they give you that long federal form that asks for 14 last IRS forms and a signature from your great-grandmother, so to speak. But you're handling everything in-house, and you make it so easy for people.
We do. So we have internal financing options, and so that our goal is to not have a single student have to be turned away because of money. We don't want finances to be in your way from bettering your future. So we have what we call the Tri-County Tech Foundation, which people, including all of the employees here at Tri-County Tech, 100% of our employees give to the foundation on a monthly basis, so that we can make sure that all of our students have the ability to come here. And that's actually one of the greatest things. When I started working here, to hear that 100% of our employees get back just shows you the commitment. And it just kind of warms your heart to think that this is every single one of us is on board to make sure that no one gets turned away. And so we are one of the few, if not the only, that doesn't accept federal aid. And so we are able to offer our classes at a much cheaper price, because we don't have to have you go through, like if you're wanting to do auto service, you don't have to also do art appreciation like at some other financial institutions. We're able to offer these classes with exactly what you need to be able to get out to the workforce. And so by doing that, we're able to offer these classes at a much lower rate, and so it allows our students to be able to come here. Not only that, but we have financial aid that you literally just come in and you sign up for the class, and then we'll have you fill out a short financial aid application, and it's all handled internally, completely separate from FAFSA, like you mentioned a second ago, which needs your grandmother's signature and your blood type and how your DNA is all done. I tell you, when I went to school, that was a process in itself, and you do not have to do that here at Tri-County Tech.
I know you and I are both exaggerating a little bit for fun part. Grandmother doesn't have to sign. But anyway.
That's correct, yes.
it is an involved process. And if you want to take art or art appreciation, you can. You're just not going to require it in order for you to get that automotive certificate or that,
exactly.
Learn
exactly.
to be
a... If you want to, absolutely take it. But we do not require it for graduation.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it special at Tri-County Tech. And again, you've got facilities in Pawhuska, in Bartlesville. You occasionally will meet the student, wherever works to best teach the subject.
Correct. We have a full facility in Pawhuska. We've got our full facility here in Bartlesville. And we are planning on opening a new one up in Nowata to serve our Nowata County as well. And so we truly will have footprints in all three of our counties that we serve to make sure that students can come to class and to be able to not have to drive 45 minutes to an hour every day to come to class.
You're also with the fast track programs. You're there to get people to upgrade their job skills or change jobs. Sometimes because they can continue to work at their primary job while they're picking up new skills during the evening or other hours.
Exactly. So that would be our flex courses. We offer our flex courses to be for our working adults is what we call it. Mm-hmm. So those people that maybe are wanting to change the career direction, they're able to continue to work at their current job as they take these classes to maybe change fields. Maybe they want to switch from they're in accounting right now, but they've always had a passion for helping people, and they want to take a nursing class, and we would be able to do that. We also have fast-track courses, like we talked or you had mentioned just a second ago, which are classes that could be just a month. You come twice a week for a month, and then you now have a certification. One of them, which I love to give this example, is basic phlebotomy, which is where they draw blood. Mm-hmm. It's a very in-demand job, and it only takes a month to do it. It's 8 courses. I believe it's like $300 or $399. And you're able to come to our front office, sign up, and you're immediately in the course. There's no application. You just say, I want to take this course. I want to better my life. And they will get you in there, and they will get you on your way to a new career.
And I don't want to make a sweeping generalization, but medical field jobs are always in demand. If somebody graduated or got their certificate for phlebotomy, for instance, or LPN or some of the other courses that you offer there, it wouldn't be too long, I would guess, a matter of days, where they'd be getting that job offer and be employed real soon.
Absolutely. The medical field is always going to be in high demand. There's just no way around it. That's one of the few jobs we don't have to worry about being outsourced or anything. We need them here, and they're always in need. And that's the hole that we're trying to fill, everything from CNA to LPN, basic phlebotomy. We also have medical office assistant and medical office coding. So we really cover every single job that's in that medical office, and you can come here no matter what direction you want to go, and they are always needing people in those fields, and we would love to be able to help you to join or to get it.
Somebody's going to say to themselves, well, it's already mid-September. You've started classes already. It's too late for me. I can't do it now. You can help them out.
We have classes starting back up in January. And especially if you're going into one of the medical fields, we suggest coming in now our LPN program, it is a pretty involved process to get in. It's a very high-demand class. And we would suggest those people that are looking at getting their LPN license to go ahead and sign up today. We always have basic phlebotomy classes going on. And so those happen on a pretty regular basis. And so once again, come in. If you have questions about a specific program or when the best time to apply is, just go to that course on our main webpage, tricountytech.edu. In this case, let's stick with the medical theme. click on, if you're an adult, click on adult. If you're a high school student, click on the high school programs, and then find your program. On that program, there will be a big apply now button or a get info button, and we will reach out to you once you have filled that out. It sends us an email, and we will directly either call you or email you to answer any questions that you might have. And we would be more than willing to answer those or give you a tour of those classes in the facility.
Okay. Well, stop by. We just walk in the front door and Tri-County Tech and say, hey, I want to talk to that guy that I heard on the radio.
Absolutely. My name is Matt Songer, and they'll get you in touch with me.
Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate your time. That's our one-on-one with Tri-County Tech on 1400 K1.